We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. What a Monday on the roast. Been a lot of fun so far. Shout out to Javon Hargrave, your newest member of the San Francisco 49ers. He was a lot of fun. We're talking a lot of Warriors. They lose a tough one last night to Minnesota, 99-96. A throwback game, Shasky. Both teams don't crack 100 points. People in the 90s would have been thrilled with a game like that. I liked it. It was playoff intensity, but the Warriors do drop it to snap their 9-game home winning streak and their 3-game winning streak overall. They'll try to bounce back tomorrow night against the Pelicans, but let's pivot for a second, because baseball is around the corner. You're dipped out. You're dripped up with your Giants gear. And our man Dave Fleming is on the air right now for the first time all season. Dave Fleming, of course, the voice of the San Francisco Giants, did a phenomenal job during the World Baseball Classic. Oh, my Lord. Fleming was in his bag. Dave, long time no talk. How you doing?
How come you didn't call me?
Oh, man, we should have called you. We should have called you all these times. I don't know, Shay. We just wanted to give you a break. I know you get tired of us. We're ripping the Giants left and right. We needed a break from you. You probably needed a break from us.
Okay, fair. Now I'm ready to talk to you again.
Oh, let's do this. First, before we talk Giants, starting off at Yankee Stadium, which is just unbelievable. How was the World Baseball Classic, man? Because it sounded great.
It was really, really way beyond my expectations. I love doing it. It was the scene and the atmosphere in those games was so intense and so cool that it really did. It felt like a playoff game or more. I mean, it was really amazing how great it was. And so that kind of made me just, it's every game from the first pitch felt like it really mattered, and so it had a different feel than a normal baseball game. And hopefully that enthusiasm carried over onto the air. I hope so, because it was really fun to be there.
No, it absolutely did. And I appreciated the brand of baseball that was played across the board, but in particular, just the way Japan set their team up, the way that they attack with all of the arms in the bullpen, and then like all the other side stories of the nationalism, whether it's Venezuela or Cuba or Randy Arozarena becoming basically a Mexican citizen, and that's where he really wants to spend his time now moving forward. Like, I didn't even know that story. There's so many great stories coming out of it, but we got to start with like the Shohei. Shohei versus Mike Trout. That felt like Gagne Bonds on steroids. It's kind of interesting I use that word. But you know what I mean? Like, seeing him blow 100 miles per hour over and over and over again, and then he throws a 3-foot breaking slider against Mike Trout in that situation. I mean, Dave, that was one of the great baseball moments of the last 20 years, and it wasn't even in a regular game.
Yeah, the cliche is you wouldn't have even dared to script it that way. And in this case, it's actually true. Like, two outs, ninth inning, one-run game, championship game, and for the first time, those two guys, the two greatest players in the world, go head-to-head. Like, and it never happened before because they're teammates in the regular season. Crazy. And it was so cool because the last couple innings, we were all peeking ahead, and, you know, I don't know, I assume on the main Fox telecast they did the same thing, but you know, we kept looking down to the bullpen. Ohtani was like running back and forth and throwing some warm up pitches, and we just didn't quite know, what does that mean? Is he coming in the game? Because he hadn't pitched in relief in years. I mean, I think it was 2016 the last time he came out of the bullpen in any kind of game, back when he was in the NPB. So we weren't sure, like, is that his warm up routine? Is that what it looks like? So anyway, it was really, really cool when it happened. But, you know, going back to one other thing that you said there, it's very instructive to me that in our sport, you know, we have so many players coming from countries that they don't have representation in a lot of other sports. The Dominican Republic and Venezuela. I mean, baseball is so huge in those places. And these guys come to the United States and play in the big leagues, and right from the beginning when they show up here, they feel often, I think we're getting better at this, but they often feel like truly they're in a foreign place, and they feel out of place, and they don't have their friends, they don't have their, you know, the people that they want to hang with. And look, that feeling goes away over the course of their careers as they get established, but it never disappears entirely. And you see that in these players when they get back together with their friends, with the people who are from the same place that they're from, who grew up playing the game in the same way they did, on the same fields, going to the same ballparks. As Francisco Lindor said, bringing their instruments to the game, and my parents taught me the songs of our team in the stands when I was a little kid. There's something about that for these players, it's extremely meaningful for them to get to play together like they never have once they sign up with an MLB organization. And that comes through in these games. It is really, really cool.
You know, it's funny, and just a brief aside, I was at the Bruce Mahoney, which was at Oracle Park over the weekend. And back in the day, high school baseball, you would get some banter and some stuff, but like you really had to play the game the right way and you had to be hard-nosed. And I'm watching celebrations and I'm watching expression, whether it's the outfits that they're wearing, how they're celebrating when a big hit happens, when guys score, the chance and stuff, it's bleeding over into the younger kids, and I love it for the game.
Yeah, and you know, it's fun. Mark DeRosa, we got, you know, one fun thing about it is, you know, we get to talk to these managers and the players before these games, and it's the greatest players in the world. So Mark DeRosa, former Giant, World Series champion in 2010, who had never managed before this thing, we spent a lot of time with him before each of these games, and he told us something cool, I think. He said, look, guys, this was maybe before the quarterfinal game, and they had been watching, especially the games in Miami that I was doing in the preliminary rounds, where the emotion was just spilling over right from the start. I mean, it was incredible, the emotion we had on the field in those games. And Mark DeRosa said to his, looked around to his room with Trout and Goldschmidt and Arenado and Trey Turner, all these big stars, and said, I know how much you guys care about this. We all in this room know that you guys really, truly want to win this thing. So let's not be afraid to show everybody else how much we care about it like these other teams are doing. Don't be afraid to go out and greet your teammate after he hits a home run at home plate. And then you fast forward to later that night, and Trey Turner hits this amazing grand slam. Not only are the players out there, Jerry Manuel's out there. You know, he's just right. 75 years old, the bench coach. He's out at home plate giving the low five or whatever. So I think you're right about the game gradually changing in that way. And for the players from the United States team, maybe they were like a little reluctant to join in on that at first, but obviously by the end of it, I think they all really, really kind of figured out how the game can be a little more fun when you let that all hang out.
No doubt about that. Dave Fleming here on 95.7 The Game, of course, one of the many voices of the Giants, does a great job. ESPN, college football, college basketball, you name it, Flem is there. Also golf as well. I'm sure we'll get some questions there. And you talk about the U.S. and embracing it, and it was cool to see Ken Griffey Jr. as a hitting coach, to see some guys from the past come join into this tournament. So that momentum carried over. Hopefully it carries with the Giants, and hopefully the Giants were watching this free trade and saying, huh, Baseball. Look at it. Let's go. So the Giants coming into the season. Logan Webb's going to be starting at Yankee Stadium. What about this lineup as they come in limping a bit? Brendan Crawford, I know he's banged up, but he's going to give it a go. We're not going to see Mitch Haniger in the opener there. What should make Giants fans optimistic about this season? Go ahead, Flynn.
Yeah, I think they should be optimistic about a couple things. Number one, this is a very good pitching staff. And look, that can go awry. Pitching is probably the most fickle thing in the game, but mostly because of injury, but also bullpen performance can vary year to year and whatnot. But the Giants should be very confident that their pitching is going to be among the best in the game. The Giants have a lot of major league quality arms, starters, relievers in the minor leagues. They have too many starting pitchers. I mean, I cannot remember the last time that the Giants had a team going into a season where it's like, man, not only do they have so many, it's like they have too many. How are these guys all going to pitch? What's going to happen? I mean, I still wouldn't think it's impossible that there could be a move at some point. If you get going and everybody's going okay and you don't have room for everyone of the starters. So I think that's the number one reason for optimism is this is going to be a very good pitching team. I think they're confident that the defense is going to better match the pitching. Are they going to win a bunch of gold gloves? Probably not, but do they feel comfortable that this is a better defensive team? Yeah, I think they feel really comfortable about that. So that's one thing. The Giants are going to keep themselves in a ton of games just because they're going to be a really good run prevention team. And then on the hitting side, not only do they have a lineup full of guys who have power, I think they're going to hit a bunch of home runs. They can mix and match with power platoon-wise at a couple spots. But they have more depth if something goes wrong anyway. I mean, I think the Slater and Haniger stuff is instructive of that. They're still going to have an outfield with Yastrzemski on opening day against Gerrit Cole. Yastrzemski and Michael Conforto, who looks really good. And this guy, Blake Sable, he can be a good major league hitter. Well, if that happens in the first week of the year, I don't know. But this guy can hit. He is a good hitter. And so I think that's a little different from last year. So I think the Giants are set up to be a way better team than a lot of the sort of outside baseball people are thinking they're going
to
be.
Yeah, there's a lot in that answer, obviously, to break down. You referenced defense, and there's a kid that I've been watching, Alex Wood yesterday. There are some dudes that are just on another level defensively. You don't see many guys that can go out there and do what he can do. And I'm talking about Casey Schmidt's defense. Casey Schmidt, obviously, was named the 2023 Barney Nugent Award winner, and that's given to the player in his first big league camp who showcased performance and dedication that best exemplifies the San Francisco Giants spirit. What's your take on this guy? Obviously, there's fans that want him, myself included, that want to see him break camp with the big league club, but it feels like he's really close. Farhan brought that up last week. What's your read on Casey Schmidt in general?
Yeah, he is close, but I do think they really believe this isn't like a service clock manipulation or let's kick the can down the road and buy some time. This is not that. This guy's had like something around 100 plate appearances above A ball in his career. And this is let's make sure that he gets a little more exposure to some higher level stuff before we throw him into the fire. And so that's going on with Casey. They hope at least a couple hundred more minor league at-bats before they bring him up to the big league level. Who knows? Maybe those plans get blown up by an injury or something. The guy's going to handle himself and then some defensively. And I love players like that. I love prospects like that where you have a skill that we know will translate to the big leagues. You can do things already that will help a major league team. It gives you so much more time to develop the other parts of your game. If you have that level of defensive ability, you can contribute to a major league team right away. And I think they feel like he can. So you're going to see him this year. You should be excited about him. But I think you should also trust that the Giants aren't doing this for nefarious reasons. They do think this guy needs a little more exposure to high-level pitching before he's really ready to thrive.
Dave Fleming on the Morning Roast here on 95.7. Again, I'm going to pivot for a second. I know Yankee Stadium's coming up. We're going to see Aaron Judge, but you do call a lot of college basketball. This Final Four is going to be something else. All the upsets, you're going to get Florida Atlantic against San Diego State. I don't think anybody had that in their bracket. And on the other side, you're going to get the University of Miami versus UConn. Is parity good for college basketball? From what you're seeing, from all the games you called, is this a good thing for that sport?
Yeah, it's really good for it's really good, except I do think, you know, when you get down to the Final Four, I think most fans, they love the chaos, they love the upsets, they love the frenzy of the tournament. This tournament has been one of the all-time greats in terms of close games, crazy games, wild upsets, fun games to watch. I mean, it's been a great tournament. But I'm sure the build-up to this Final Four is not going to be quite the same as if, you know, you had, you know, keep UConn in there and maybe even one of the other teams. But if you also had Duke and Texas or Duke and Kentucky or something like that, I do think the Final Four at the championship level suffers a little bit when you don't have a couple more recognizable teams. The perfect scenario for any tournament is almost like what the WBC was. Like, there was chaos, there was upsets, there was wild games, and then at the very end you had the two best teams. And baseball and basketball are obviously very different sports, but we're not probably going to get that in hoops. That doesn't mean it's not going to be really, really fun. It has been totally, crazily unpredictable. I mean, as you said, one of Florida and Atlantic and San Diego State is going to be 40 minutes away from a national championship in men's basketball.
That's
one of those two teams is going to tip off on Monday night with a chance to play one good game and have a national championship. And that is pretty remarkable.
That is. Hey, Flynn, it's always a pleasure having you on. Can't wait to do it for the third straight season. You're going to join us every single week. Baseball takes, golf takes. You're the man. You're the true king of the Bay, as the YouTube is saying. People joke with me, but you're the true king. I mean, you do everything from golf, college basketball, baseball, ESPN, NBC Sports Bay Area. You're the true king, and we're happy to have a couple kings on the Morning Roast. And Chasky as well. Chasky's a king, too.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back with you guys this year. And we are going to have to, this is probably a conversation for off the air as opposed to on the air with all your listeners, but I'm flying to Augusta on Monday, 1 week from today. So hopefully I'll land and be set and be ready to go for our conversation by the time it's due up on Monday morning. But we might have to pivot a little bit because I'm headed to the Masters that day.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Always.
Pimento sandwich.
So Flip, when are you going to get Shasky on board, man? He's waiting for this moment.
I got to bring my dad if I go.
It is a good week for me, like go to Yankee Stadium and have opening day and then go to Augusta. That's a good week.
Flynn, when don't you have a good week? Seriously. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, I've been to some far-flung places. I'm not saying I don't enjoy that, but Yankee Stadium and Augusta National, that's a hard stop.
So you will not be there for the home opener then?
I will miss the home opener again. I mean, this is happening every year now because of the way the baseball calendar has been adjusted. It used to not be that way, but now it seems like every year now the Friday of the Masters is the Giants' home opener. So that's a bummer for me. I hate to miss that. I'll be back on Monday for the first Dodgers game of the year.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Well, I'm going to try to make it out there.
No doubt. Flynn, always good hearing from you, buddy. Keep up the great work.
We'll talk next week, whatever day it is. Hopefully Monday.
Absolutely. Guys. No doubt.
The best.
Dave Fleming, the best, by the way.
Dave Fleming
here on 95.7 a game. He'll be with us every single week as he has been the last two seasons. Good to have Flynn back on the Morning Roast. Gives us some credibility, some street cred, and some like professional cred, too.
Absolutely. I'm super excited for Giants baseball.
I could tell.
Yeah. You guys were all college basketballed out. I was flipping over. I was watching casually. Don't even pretend to know anyone's name.
Some good games, man.
Then I flipped over and I was watching the Giants versus the A's. Did you know? Do you know who led all of baseball in stolen bases in spring training?
Bryce Johnson.
I meant teams.
Oh, in spring training?
Mm-hmm.
If I had to guess, Kansas City Royals have a lot of speed on their team.
Not the Royals.
Who?
The Giants and the A's. They tied most stolen bases in spring training.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Interesting.
The more you know.
Well, it's a philosophical change, and I want to see what it looks like.
I do. I want to see them run more.
This is a team that was, I'm not saying this lightly, it might have been one of the worst base running teams I've ever seen when it comes to the Giants.
One of the worst base running teams and one of the slowest teams.
Absolutely.
In baseball.
And so they need bad to
get
IQ.
They just need to get a lot more athletic. We say that with the Golden State Warriors all the time. They need to get more athletic. Well, Giants need to get athletic.
Bryce Johnson, yesterday, I watched him a little because he was playing. He flies. Now, are they going to be able to utilize that? I don't know. Yastrzemski, scuffling. Casey Schmidt came back down to earth a little yesterday. It feels like because he broke with the big league club, they were going to give him some extra at-bats. I think he was pressing a little too much. Mm-hmm. But we will get a chance to see what it looks like. Wilmer Flores and J.D. Davis.
Now, you showed YouTube your shoes earlier today, and I'm only bringing this up because 1985 Gallery, our boy, our co-owner, Chris, he dropped us off, and let me pull this up. Chris Martin came by the gatehouse with his lovely wife, Bridget.
Chris, I owe you a big time.
Yeah, so he came by the gatehouse Friday,
mm-hmm.
and he dropped us off some Air Jordan 11 Retro Lows, cement gray.
They're so sick.
It's not even available yet. And he goes, look, I couldn't leave Shasky out. I couldn't leave him hanging.
Yeah,
I love both of you guys, the Morning Rose. And his shop is at Westlake, right in Daly City. 451 Westlake Shopping Center, Daly City, California.
There's Trader Joe's right there. Yep. There's the Jamba Juice, the Burlington Co. Factory, Target. There's everything. Chipotle's there.
Everything. 1985 Gallery.
Starbucks.
And he calls Shasky, man. Tell Shasky I love him, but he's driving me insane with baseball talk. And he goes, how could he be watching a spring training game over March Madness? I said, you know, the guy's just different.
I am different.
I can't. I just don't know. I don't know. He's torturing himself, but that's him. That's his life.
Yeah, exactly.
The show has to deal with it, not me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a little worried. Joey Bart, it feels like there's just nothing there.
Nothing there. I haven't heard his name once in spring training. How disappointing is that?
It's really disappointing.
Oh my God, really
disappointing.
Oh,
so, man. I don't know, man. They're in a tough spot right now, and I just look at this team, and they got to go to Yankee Stadium. The contrast between Casey Schmidt. So, Casey Schmidt doesn't get – he's only gotten like 100 at-bats above single A, which is a very fair point. Volpe, who's the top prospect, I think he's top 10 in all of baseball, 20 or 21 years old. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Volpe.
Volpe,
20 years old, right?
Yeah, shortstop. He's 5'11", mashing the ball in spring training. He's only got 20 games at the AAA level.
Right.
And he got brought up. The kid Jordan Walker, who's playing for the Cardinals, has 0 games in AAA. And he got brought up. Now, these guys are younger. They're higher touted prospects. But, like, I just keep asking myself, like, how are the Yankees and the Cardinals constantly churning out talent?
And the Giants don't.
Nothing.
And the Giants don't.
These guys are both 20 and 21 years old. And I'm here with a 24-year-old. And I get it. Like, he's a little older. And he needs some at-bats. I understand that. But I'm sitting here, I'm like, we don't have one guy at 23, 22 who can come up and like, is ready? What is going on at the development level?
I have no idea. But how about this? How about this from John Lynch? David Lombardi from The Athletic. We love David.
Oh, yeah.
He joined us a couple weeks ago. John Lynch makes it clear that Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, and Sam Darnold will all compete for the 49ers quarterback job, but that Purdy, if and when healthy, is the leader in the clubhouse based on the track record established in 2022. So, remember, the day after Darnold signed, I said, hey, Niner fans, we need to brace ourselves. Sam Darnold's going to be in the competition.
So it's an open.
He's going to get a chance to start at quarterback.
So it's basically an open competition amongst all three? You think he's just saying that, or you think they really believe that?
Oh, I think he really believes it. And I believe it. I believe it. And John Lynch just said that at the NFL owners meeting in Arizona.
So do none of the. I mean, why would you give Darnold a 1 year? I don't know. They've got so many questions. Like, what is that? So everything Purdy did is not irrelevant, but
it's
like.
It's an open job.
Huh.
It's an open job. Trey Lance, Sam Darnold, Brock Purdy. Training camp's going to be something else. And it all starts actually in OTAs. So, Trey, hey, look, I still believe in you. But you know what? You better get there for OTAs, man.
What a stark contrast from last year at this time.
All on the table. John Lynch just said it. And They signed Darnold to be the number three quarterback. Darnold didn't sign here to be the number three quarterback. Not for $3.5 million guaranteed. He signed here thinking, I can revitalize my entire career. I can rejuvenate my career.
Let's keep talking about that.
Boy.
That's an interesting.
Boy.
I want to keep talking about
that. Yeah, we'll get back into the Warriors in the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll replay the Javon Hargrave interview as well from earlier today. He was a lot of fun. Darnold's going to get a shot, folks. Believe it or not. 888-957-9570. Do you believe John Lynch when he says this? Because I do. That's all coming up. Brought to you by Bob's Discount Furniture.
First and 10 from the 12 for the Panthers. Sneed from the gun. Fakes a pitch. Faces pressure. Steps up. Breaks a tackle. Rolls right. Runs back middle. Has a lane. Dives. Touchdown. Panthers. And for the first time tonight, they have a lead. Sneed goes leaping into the stands. Hucks the ball into a fit to a fan's hands. And he's celebrating with the Panthers on top for the first time tonight. A two-point conversion would give Arizona the lead. If they don't get it, the Panthers cling to a one-point lead. It's a direct snap to the quarterback, Powell, and he's hit backwards, and he goes down! Darren Hungerford! It was going to be a draw play, then a jump!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Pass by Powell. He never got the ball off. Hungerford and Bartlett combine on the sack.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Mark Grandy and Evan Giddings. Mark Grandy kind of sounds like Flynn there. The first play, Dalton Sneed with the 12-yard touchdown run to take the lead over the Arizona Rattlers. And then the Panthers defense shows up to stuff the Rattlers. Two-point conversion attempt to end the game and seal the win 47-46. E-Dog, producer for Steiny and Guru. Maybe we'll trade him for Sam Lubman. Sam Lubman wanted to take the day off over the Hurricanes. We'll get E-Dog waking up early. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Lubman. Lubman's our guy. Lubman's our guy. He belongs on a roast. Lubman's wild. Turn your mic on, Shasky. But Mark Grandy, he's got a little flim in him. You hear that call? Can I hear it one more time? Look at the Grandy man. I'm impressed. I've rehearsed
it. First and 10 from the 12 for the Panthers. Sneed from the gun. Fakes a pitch. Faces pressure. Steps up. Breaks a tackle. Rolls right. Runs back middle. Has a lane. Dives. Touchdown. Panthers. And for the first time tonight, they have a lead. Sneed goes leaping into the stands. Hucks the ball into a fit to a fan's hands. And he's celebrating with the Panthers on top for the first time tonight.
Indoor Football League, Evan Giddings, Mark Grandy. They do a great job on the call. I love Evan. Evan's doing minor league baseball, volleyball, softball. He's already a pro. I'm counting the days until he leaves here. Seriously, he's going to be calling some major league teams soon. Grandy, man. University of Oregon.
I love
never
them
win
both.
Anything.
I love them both dearly.
Yeah, and they never win anything, but damn, Grandy's pretty good.
You know, every single time that I flip on YouTube and I look at, you know, just what we've got on our page,
right,
there are two hostage videos that come across the feed, and that's the 415ers podcast. And the both of them look like they're being held at gunpoint while doing the show.
Oh,
and I
man.
Tell them both, guys, fix the background, figure this thing out, relax a little. Well, relax like you did on that call.
Well, they get nervous because they know we were supposed to do that podcast. They're like, oh, because a lot of people are like, yo, I thought you guys were doing a 415ers podcast. I'm like, dude, give the Grandy man and Evan Giddings a shot. These guys are good. They know what the hell they're talking about. Giddings legit. Grandy's legit. G&G. G G&G.
Well, they know who the number one is here at the station, and that's us, right? So when you're a Niner and you're going into
You don't have to do all that.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't have to do that. Why you got to do that?
What?
You don't have to do that.
Well, we lead off every day. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're the leadoff guy.
We're in the leadoff spot. We're number one. Yeah. Leadoff spot. All right, I didn't mean it like that. I meant like you know, top of the order.
Well, top of the market.
Right. Who's top of the depth chart right now for the Niners?
Top of the market, too. Top of the depth chart.
I didn't say that. You said that. No,
you said that. You wanted to say that.
I did not.
You wanted to say that, Chesky.
Didn't say that at all.
You did.
No, I let the numbers speak for themselves. Wait a minute. Do you have that other sound, Spadoni? Did you pull that other thing?
What thing?
That I asked you for?
What thing? Okay, we'll wait on that. So, right. John Lynch, before we put the
break. This is the funniest thing you've ever heard.
No, I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
You don't want to get through John Lynch first?
1 second. John Lynch can wait for a second.
All right, we got Robbie San Bruno. Be patient, Rob.
Rob, stay still. I'm flipping through Instagram late last night, and I'm flipping. You're going through all the stories, and all of a sudden, right. Chase Center has a story, and I go, whoa, that's Bonte. And I click it open, and I turn the volume up while I'm lying in bed, and even my wife rolled over and was like, what the hell is that? And here's what I listen to.
Oh, hey there. I noticed you noticing the smooth pothole whiskey. Well, come on over. Let us fix you a drink. Now, let me ask you something. What does every competitive team have in common? A notable and most worthy MVP, of course. And our MVP for tonight's drink of choice is none other than the Jameson Ginger and Lime. These spicy and sweet flavors from Jameson Irish Whiskey, refreshing ginger ale, and a fresh slice of lime combine to create the most valuable pour. So next time you find yourself here at Chase Center, just think, which smooth Jameson cocktail should I choose tonight? Join us for a Jameson cocktail at the Jameson Bar on Level 6, Portal 60. Jameson, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors.
Okay. That was you doing a Jameson commercial in a white collared shirt, buttoned. I think the top might have been open.
It told me to be casual.
Yeah, and then you untucked it or whatever.
It told me to be casual.
You reminded me of Tom Cruise in Cocktails right there.
Money, Tom!
Somebody get my boys. Get the coins on the phone. I think we can get you a job at La Rocca's Corner tonight.
Oh, hey there.
There are like 15 drops
out
of that commercial. So you did a Jameson commercial for Chase Center?
Yeah, oh, hey there.
When did you film that?
What was that, about 6 weeks ago? Maybe seven?
Don't pretend. You had it real on the calendar.
Yeah, no, 6-7 weeks ago. And they were like, all right, we're going to do it this date. And I go there. They had a whole setup at Chase Center high up top. This is cool bar. I had never even been there before. And
the
they
Modelo
had the Jameson
Club?
Bottles. No, it wasn't. It was kind of next to the Modelo Club, right above the media center.
Okay.
So, yeah, they had me sit there and read these lines through a teleprompter. And we did a couple cuts. And they're like, yo, we're going to release this through Chase Center probably towards the end of the season. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah, you're going to get roasted. And,
yeah, I'm going to get roasted.
And it's a good thing. Like, I mean, number one, you've made it because you're now in a commercial that isn't just NBC and you and Jordan Poole. And then B, like, it's Jameson. Doug, you're Irish now.
Hey, you know how many people requested?
Yo,
you got the plug on the bottles? You got the Bonte Hill. Hey, and I eat my potatoes too. Come on, man. Listen, how many people asked me for bottles last night? And I'm like, what's going on? And then I see it. I was like, oh, I'm going to share, but I'm a little worried about this. Let me just go ahead and share it. And hey there. I'm like, oh, God.
Bonte's like, I know that we're working with Jameson right now.
Oh, hey there.
And I get that. Can we do a little Hennessy?
No, I do have some white Hennessy from Mexico, but I don't drink much. But I do drink that Jameson. That drink is good.
Yeah, it is.
That drink is good. All right, let's move on.
So that could
be
like if you were doing golf instead of hello, friends, it could be this.
Oh, hey there.
That could be your calling card. Oh. That's your Holy Toledo.
Oh,
it
man.
Is out of here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey there.
Oh, man.
And a deep drive to left by David VR.
Oh, hey there.
Home run.
Money Tom! Money Tom!
925 Comcast Business Text Line. Bonte sound like D. Wright and spice things up.
Yes.
Hopefully they don't get a hold of that. Hopefully nobody gets a hold of that. Hopefully it could just, you get the 24-hour news cycle and we just keep it moving.
No. The first off, it's going to live forever. There's about 10 sound bites that I want from that. Secondarily, guys, the visual is better than the audio. The visual is absolutely hilarious.
But he was the water cooler man at a city college.
Oh, hey there.
Skywalker Destroyer 52. This is funny. TV Bonte. Oh, hey there. Radio Bonte. What's up, everyone? Oh, baby.
No, it's, what's up, baby mama strippers?
It was a cold night last night, man. Woo!
Hey, it was cold.
It was very cold.
I'm ready for it to start warming up.
Yes, me too.
Apparently, we've got a couple days of rain, which stinks.
Oh, well.
And then we're going to get back to some dry out.
All right. You can find that at ChaseCenter.com, the Jameson commercial. Boy, I... Let's get back to Trey Lance. I get uncomfortable talking about myself, really. And when you guys do it, too, I'm blushing. But
now, thanks. Number five, Trey Lance.
Oh, hey there. John Lynch says Brock Purdy. Trey Lance is saved. I knew you guys were going to pull it. I knew Shatsky was. I knew it. I was like, damn it. I have to share it.
Especially
I don't
after
really want to share
loss.
It. Yeah, it hasn't hit Twitter, so that's cool. I'm trying to duck smoke from that. Because we get a lot of some. The last 2 weeks on Twitter has just been a dumpster fire. Scum of the earth. Just blaming us for everything. Oh, it's the Morning Roast fault. Yeah, when in doubt, blame the roast.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. We've defended the young guys on this station. Well, at least on this show. We don't crush these dudes. I'm not trading them. We don't do the hypothetical, hey, would you trade this guy for this guy? We don't do that on this show. We just don't. All right. Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, Sam Darnold. They're all going to compete for the 49ers starting quarterback job, but Purdy is the leader in the clubhouse, according to John Lynch, the GM of the 49ers. What's your thoughts about that? Try to tell you guys, brace yourself, Darnold's going to get an opportunity.
So let's just, I don't want to get like too deep into 49er talk in the middle of March, but like, think about this. So he's the leader in the clubhouse, but he's hurt right now. I believe that this whole notion of you can't lose your job to injury, I don't agree with that. Yeah. I don't think that that's real. I think that you see there's plenty of times where guys do lose their job to injury. Mm-hmm. Now, the truly great of the greats, you know, the Mahomeses, the Currys, yeah, they're not going to lose their job because of injury.
No doubt.
I think Brock Purdy could lose his job because of injury.
Yes.
And let's say Sam Darnold, forget Trey Lance for a second. Let's say Sam Darnold looks unbelievably polished and looks like he's going to be the best ever version of himself and going to fully maximize the potential of what he was when he was the number three overall pick. I mean, this guy's got 4 years of experience already. He's been in multiple situations already, never had weaponry like this, bigger and stronger than Purdy. I don't know about when it comes to the IQ and the football knowledge, but I think in terms of arm talent, it's pretty obvious to say, like, yeah, he's got more arm talent than Purdy. That doesn't make a better quarterback.
No,
I'm just saying. Let's just say all of these things. I could foresee a situation where Sam Darnold takes the job and never looks back.
I can. Absolutely. You know, I saw the day he signed.
Let's say Purdy starts on the pup. Okay. We're getting way ahead of ourselves. But let's say Purdy starts on the pup. And that means he misses the first six games of the year. And one of these two guys, Trey Lance or Darnold, goes 6-0. You're not making the switch.
No, not
and
even
they
close.
Look great, right? Obviously, they've got to look great. But, like, you're not making the switch right then and there. You're riding the hot hand.
What does it mean for Trey Lance?
I mean, and what does it mean
what
for
What does
the,
it mean for Trey Lance?
I don't...
Trey Lance hears that. What is he thinking?
Hey, well, the same thing that I've said about him for the last however many months. You got to earn it.
You got to go earn it.
You got to go earn it.
You got to go take that job.
It means nothing. To me, it means nothing. It means the exact same thing it meant 2 weeks ago, which was you've got to go out and if you got to win a job, just like a free safety has to win a job.
You got to go ball and make the Niners look like the geniuses that they think they are. And I'm not calling them dumb or anything like that, but they traded 3 first-round picks for Trey Lance. You know what I'm saying? That could go down as an all-time bust.
At this point, they've already traded.
They already traded it, but in terms of the history of the NFL, moving up and drafting Trey Lance, and if it doesn't work out, it could be an all-time blunder. All-time. That's where we're at here with Trey Lance.
Well, I think it would have been considered more of a blunder if the team didn't have good success.
No doubt, but they did have
the
good success.
The fact that they've had the success has minimized
it has.
The whiff.
It has.
Because it's been a whiff thus far.
It has been
a whiff.
Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. Rob, what's happening? You're in the roast.
Man, this is a travesty. If I'm Trey Lance agent, I'm getting out of San Francisco quick, fast, and hurry. The fix is in. The fact that they keep harping on Purdy, talking about he's just starting to get healthy, tells me everything I need to know. Trey Lance can go out there and do whatever he want to do. They still going to find a way to put Purdy in. You got media members out here, Team Purdy, that you got Cal friends in the media, John friends in the media. They're telling them stuff, and they're putting it out to the fans. Look, man, Lance is cooked out here in Frisco. I think he's done out here. And then you got with other cat, They be bought in Sam Darnold. Man, look, man, how long has he been in the league? 4 years. He's been on two teams, had opportunity to start, and he has shown he's just about as average as can be. Like, man, get his man Trey. Let Trey take this team. You spent all this money for him, but yet you didn't put this competition next to Jimmy Garoppolo. You gave Jimmy Garoppolo 5 years to be injured. You gave him every opportunity. But when it comes to Trey, it's like, oh, we can't do that for him. We got to try to win now. Well, guess what? You're not winning the Super Bowl with a lame quarterback. If you look at, like, the KC roster, we got a better roster. The only thing they got better than us is coaching, quarterback, and the tight end. And I think the tight end is kind of even. So at the end of the day, we got all these weapons, but we can't win. But you're still trying to go with this mantra, we got all the weapons and we can win. No, that's not the case. KC don't got half the weapons we got, and they still won a Super Bowl. So, man, let Trey cook, man. He has more ability than both. Let him go out there and win it. Let him. No, I don't want to hear about he got to earn it. He did earn the job. He earned the job because he was the first overall, second, third overall pick. What was all this earning the job with Jimmy Garoppolo? What was all this there?
Yeah. I hear you, Rob. I hear you. It is fascinating. Darnold's played 5 seasons in the league, 5 years. This will be his third team in his short or in his young NFL career. I guess you could still call it young. 5 years in. That's a lot of football. Anthony Hayward. Anthony, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, morning, roasters. So I just got something for Bonte. I called in last year before the season started and called Trey Lance a bust, and you put me on a cue list. I just want to know your thoughts. If Darnold beats out Lance, does that increase his, like, bustness?
It kind of does.
The bustness.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little weird. But, look, Rob made a lot of great points. Anthony, I guess you're validated if Trey Lance doesn't win the job. He's got to go out there and compete. And I just hope they run the same playbook for Darnold and Trey Lance. Let them all run the same playbook. Let's not tweak anything. You can add as you move forward. But OTAs just got serious. I think OTAs, Shaz, we need to make a visit down to Santa Clara. Honestly.
Yeah, hit up.
It starts in OTAs between Darnold and Trey Lance.
Yeah, I'm actually excited to go check that out. I just don't know what, like, we could scream to the high heavens about Trey Lance, Bonte, and I get where you're coming from. Like, I give him a chance. Going to have to make the most of the limited opportunities that he has. Like, for example, Brock Purdy only got one rep to the 4 or 5 reps that Trey had last year, and he made the most of those reps. And then in practice, when he was running the scout team, clearly he did a lot of things that they really liked. Then his chance came where he got the opportunity to play, and he made the most of those. So,
but Shaskin,
it's a results-oriented business.
Yeah, but I'm not screaming about him not getting the opportunity. I wanted Trey Lance to compete last year with Jimmy Garoppolo.
You did.
Just go make him compete.
I agree.
I like competition in training camp.
I do feel like because they handed it to Trey last year, they've really they cannot do that same exact thing. And to that notion, I'm glad they've pivoted. I wouldn't just give the job to Purdy either. Now, does he have the leg up? I think it's
more so with the injuries, though.
What's that?
It's the injuries I think Trey Lance has suffered.
I think even if Purdy was healthy, and this is not a knock on Purdy, this is more the reflection of their quarterback situation, I still think they're bringing in Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Because it's a guy who has a low value. You bring in, there's low risk. You try to shine it up. Like, even if Purdy was fully healthy, I still have a lot of question marks on him. He was really good, but he's smaller. He's a guy that doesn't necessarily stretch the field on the outside beyond the numbers. And, you know, even if their top pick, Trey Lance, had balled out after 1 year, I'd be saying, well, I got to see it for 2 or 3 or 4 years. That doesn't mean I'm not excited. Doesn't mean I don't think he's good. It's like all the great players in this league, Trevor Lawrence, I think he's ascending in the right direction. Most people are like, let's see you do it again.
No doubt.
Right?
No doubt. But with Trey is different, though. I think it's more so the injury concerns. And the reason why Jimmy was back, I don't think he was back because it was an indictment on Trey Lance and his preseason performance. I think, you know what? We can't go into the season with a second-year quarterback and a rookie who we picked last in the NFL draft. That would be malpractice. That would be football malpractice. Bringing back Jimmy at a cheap cost was the right thing to do in hindsight.
Agreed. The last pick of the draft thing, I think that's out the window now. I don't think that matters at all.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter anymore.
If he was a 4th-round pick, we'd be operating.
Well, no, that doesn't matter now. I'm saying back then.
Okay,
it
got you.
No, I'm talking about last season, Shasky.
Yeah.
Last season. When you go into the season,
yeah.
Trey Lance being a starter with Brock Purdy as your backup is probably not ideal because Brock Purdy wasn't. And by the way, all this stuff about. This is what's funny. We haven't really touched on this.
What's that?
There's all these think pieces, and you hear all this nonsense about, you know, Brock Purdy should have been the number two coming out of training camp. He was the best quarterback in training camp. He looked so damn good. Then why the hell did the 49ers try to call Ben Roethlisberger, who has looked lost for the last 3 years, and try to call Phillip Rivers, who looked lost for the last 2 years? Does that tell you that they really believed in Brock Purdy? They went to Brock Purdy because they didn't have a damn choice, and Brock Purdy saved their ass. Now, I also believe you can question whether or not we've seen the best of Brock Purdy. Because as the season went along, he started making more and more mistakes. Defenses started catching up to him.
He looked good, though.
And he looked good in spurts.
I agree.
He looked good in spurts. But we were so enamored because of the story. If he was a first-round pick and he played like that, we'd be like, well, okay.
To be fair, the data would tell you that they scored a ton of points, B. Like, they lit it up. Their offense was better than it was with Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, it was better with Purdy. Purdy was, I felt like, unlocking the offense in terms of getting rid of the ball to the right guys at the right time and then adding in the element of being able to make a play when the plays break down. Now, come playoff time,
right?
He there better defenses. I think Dallas was.
I think the last four,
second best defense they faced, and before
you
was
got
the best.
But before you got to Philadelphia, I feel like the last four games, especially in those first halves, Brock Purdy looked very, very average.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it a buck.
Yeah,
now
no,
they made the adjustments,
that.
And a minute who made a big play against Seattle.
And I wouldn't even call Jimmy Garoppolo in the playoffs average. I'd say he was below average.
Oh, he was below
in
average.
In terms of his performance, if we're being realistic.
He was.
So Purdy was an upgrade in
From
terms
Garoppolo.
Of that.
Yes. But is that enough to win you a Super Bowl?
See, that's the big question I don't have the answer to.
So,
I don't know. I don't know. It felt like I wanted to see the true test against Philly, and that's the part where I feel like we were robbed. We were robbed of seeing him do it against a team on the road in the playoffs, that particular defense and that team. And I don't know. We got robbed of that.
So, you know, what it tells me is that Shanahan is always looking for an upgrade. He's always looking to have a plethora of quarterbacks who can try to help him win in case of injuries.
I like that.
In case any injuries happen. But the fact that he called Big Ben.
And Phillip Rivers.
And
did Phillip
Rivers.
Call them, or did he call? They call Phillip.
I heard both sides.
Yeah.
You know, when there's smoke, there's fire, right? There was a conversation at.
Well,
and
does,
in fact, they could call Ben Roethlisberger. After the Roethlisberger, we watched the last two seasons of his NFL career. Come on, man.
Well, I mean, even I think when you see him that first week against, it was at Tampa Bay, the first full game. The first game was the Miami Dolphin game, but the first full game was Tampa Bay. Like, even then, you're like, oh, I don't know, man. And then a couple weeks go by, he's looking better and better. You're like, wow, this is crazy. I can understand from the team's perspective why you would make a phone call and just to upgrade your position. And you never know. If he goes down, you're screwed. The Purdy thing, I have a lot of questions on Purdy, but I have way more answers on him than I do Sam Darnold and on Trey Lance.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of Trey Lance. So what does it mean for Trey Lance?
I think Purdy's already proven he's better than Darnold. That doesn't mean Darnold can't overcome. You know, I thought Geno Smith was done, you know, and Geno Smith had a phenomenal season.
The Niners have always coveted Sam Darnold.
Which is kind of crazy.
There's been rumors about them trading first-round picks for Sam Darnold in the past when he was a member of the New York Jets. And what we're talking about here is David Lombardi from The Athletic sent out a tweet. John Lynch at the owner's meeting. General manager John Lynch of the 49ers at the owner's meeting basically saying, hey, Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, and Sam Darnold, quarterback, they're going to compete for the quarterback job. It's all on the table. However, Brock Purdy is the leader in the clubhouse, and they're still hoping he can throw in the next 12 weeks. You see that big old brace? I have no idea.
I don't know,
but
I'm not even going to pretend to know what the timetables are. I told you, I'd be, if I was the team and I loved Lance as much as I believe that they love him, and the people that I've talked to, it sounds like it's Purdy's team. That's what they tell me.
You know,
and I say, okay, if that's what I'm operating with, what's the rush in getting him back? He's 23. What? I want him to be fully healthy.
It is wild that Trey Lance. Yo-Yo L. Lopez on YouTube. Trey Lance hasn't played a full season. That was in 2019. It was 4 years ago. Look, the 49ers want to win. They want to win the Lombardi. We know that. It's all about winning. I think they don't care who plays quarterback as long as they help them or give them the best chance to win. Well, don't you think some of the 49ers regime, whether it's Jed York or Parag Marate or John Lynch or Kyle Shanahan, don't you think a couple of those guys are like, Trey, win his job. Make us look good for trading up for you for the number 3 overall pick. Again, if Trey Lance gets beat out by Darnold, if Purdy, let's just say Purdy's not ready for training camp. I don't like doing the hypotheticals, but there's a realistic chance that he's not ready for training camp and he may not be ready for week one. And Darnold beats out Trey Lance after Trey Lance has been here now for over two seasons and learning the system.
Well, at that point,
that's a mat. That you may not even have him on a regular season roster going into week one.
That's a white flag moment, right? That's where you have to kind of tap in. I'm getting a lot of the same vibes that I got with Moody and Wiseman in regards
Joey Bart.
Yeah, and Joey Bart as well. But in regards to, like, it's just the staff is telling you what they think about someone.
I wouldn't say there's no shot at Darnold beating out Trey Lance. I think Trey Lance is a very talented quarterback. I still believe in Trey Lance, but Darnold, this is a new system, and this is a quarterback-friendly offense, and he's going to play with the most weapons he's ever had alongside Trey Lance. Trey Lance never got to play with Christian McCaffrey. He only played with George Kittle one time. There's Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk, who's looking for new money.
There's a lot of different breakdowns on Trey Lance on the internet, but there was one more recently done by J. Rich Madrid online. He does a pretty good job kind of breaking down and showing strengths and weaknesses for all the quarterbacks. And some people can read into their biases, oh, this guy leans more in this direction or that direction. I watch it, and there's a lot to really like when it comes to Trey. There's a lot that I don't have answers to. Like, you know, does he get through his progressions properly? Right. Does he call the right play in the huddle?
We don't even know.
I mean, is he going to the guy on the play that Shanahan wants him to go to?
We don't know.
You know, like, there's a lot. Does he step up in the pocket and make his linemen look good or not look good because he steps up too prematurely or too fast and then goes into a sack? Like, there's a lot where I just don't have the answer to. So when you've only played four games, I mean, Purdy's played, what, eight? Okay, yeah. Purdy's played eight. He's played four.
Yeah.
Like, both guys, you don't even have a full NFL season from the two guys.
I know.
But given that, I've seen a lot more success from Purdy.
Can you, and Laurie and Phoenix saying, let it play out? Well, they're going to let it play out.
I agree.
Out. Believe that.
They're going to
see it play out.
It
is going to be fascinating.
That's absolutely what's going to happen.
Pieces on it is going to be crazy. But can you consider the 49ers a Super Bowl favorite without knowing who their quarterback is going to be?
Haven't they been the last couple years?
They've been contenders.
They're an outlier. Like, you can't use the normal NFL criticism against them because, like, that's their biggest. If you look at all the other teams, they don't go by this. We are the most balanced across the board team that you're going to face.
Yeah.
That's the way the Niners roll. That's what made the Eagles so awesome this year. And you added in a quarterback that was dynamic.
Here's what I worry about is the slow starts for the 49ers. They've gotten off to slow starts each of the past seasons, and that has cost them home games in the playoffs.
It has.
Wouldn't you love to host that NFC title game at Levi's Stadium? Wouldn't you love to have that bye week with all the banging that they do? The way they play, it's physically taxing. Hell, their own players. We saw Christian McCaffrey at the end of the season, and George Kittle at the end of the season, and Trent Williams, and Bosa, Fred Warner Jr. They're hanging off for dear life playing this brand of football.
I think if they played this year's Cowboy game on the road, it goes the other way.
Yeah, I do too.
That's how good that defense was. I think people need to go back and watch that game. Purdy made a great throw to George Kittle. Kittle made a way better catch. And I'm not taking anything away from either guys. But that was one of the great catches in playoff history from a 49er. And that changed the second half. And it was only one play. That was really the only big play that they had in that game.
And give Purdy credit for a couple third down conversions on that final drive to kick the field goal.
Absolutely.
He does get credit for that.
But don't you think that game goes the other way if it's on the road?
It feels like it.
It does. And that's
because he was a rookie quarterback.
That's the difference between stumbling out of the blocks and getting a good record.
Yeah,
no doubt. If Dallas wins their division, that game's at home.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.